The ice jam on the Yukon River that's been causing record flooding at Eagle has gone out. The ice began shifting last night, and local National Weather Service observer John Borg says initially the water level rose.
The water level came up probably 4 feet higher than the highest water we'd had previously. And, of course, the ice, that pushed the ice into the buildings and the buildings into each other and just increased the carnage that was going on from the breakup.
Borg says the floodwater crested at its highest level yet, more than 30 feet above the river's normal height. Eagle resident Meg Helmer says the water receded quickly when the ice dam released.
All of it was pressing against the bank. We lost some riverbank downriver near Eagle Bluff. We could just see the trees being sheared off and the side of the bank falling over. But after that initial movement, about 100 yards of ice from the bank to the middle of the river stopped, and then it was just the river was receding back into the main channel again.
Helmer says ice chunks are still piled around flood-damaged buildings, but that it was a big relief to see the floodwaters drop.
As soon as the river started moving, it was just this collective sigh of, oh, good, we don't have to wait for more impending disaster, hopefully. I mean, this has been so different. Who knows what can happen, but we're trusting that that's it for now.
There is still concern that new ice and meltwater may come down the Yukon and cause additional problems at Eagle. But National Weather Service hydrologist Ed Plum says the major threat there has passed. He says geography should ease the situation at communities downriver.
You enter the Yukon Flats and it becomes more braided. So you don't have ice jamming up in one channel like it did up in Eagle. So now we get to the area where we have multiple channels, and so you may have some channels break out and jam up while others may flow freely.
Plum says there was some flooding in Circle overnight, and water is reported to be on the rise at Fort Yukon. Back at Eagle, residents and state emergency managers are looking at how they'll handle the massive mess the flood and ice damage has left behind. Food, clothing, and other supplies continue to make their way into the community.